Hi, everybody. You're listening to HammondCast on KYOU Radio in San Francisco, California. John Hammond at the microphone. And we're broadcasting today from freezing cold New York City, a block from Times Square. I got a cool show for you today. We're going to be breaking out some golden chestnuts from the John Hammond archives. Those of you who know me know that my co-producer is Joe Berger, and he is the burger in the Hamburger Fries records label that we run. And I'm going to tell the story about how we originally met and then play one of our very first jam sessions.
So he's been trusted with some of the most historic recordings in the history of the music business. But the way I met Joe, it was a very funny thing, Pete. You know, we used to have our own recording studio in this famous building in New York City called the Music Building. It's at 251 West 30th Street in New York, between 8th Avenue and 7th Avenues. And the entire building is music people these days. It used to be music people and furriers back in those days, which was a wild combination. Because sometimes the furriers would be using these chemicals, you know, to treat the hides that they make fur jackets out of.
Yeah, yeah.
And man, we come out of the studios and the smells that would come out of these Yugoslavian furriers places would knock you down on the ground sometimes, you know. And Joe is a big guy who looks kind of like a cross between ZZ Top and the Hell's Angels and Jerry Garcia, you know. Big guy with, at that time, he had a real long beard, and, you know, we just thought, hey, this is our neighbor. He's a pretty wild-looking guy. And we used to ride the elevator with him sometimes, you know. And in New York, you know, it's very typical that you can, people ride the elevator and you can be neighbors and you don't get into any deep conversations. You just pretty much just say, hi, how you doing, and that's it, you know. People mind their own business in New York. That's the way it is, you know. So we rode the elevator on and off with Joe. I had the recording studio with Barry Finnerty at the time. We were producing a bunch of jingles and commercial things out of the studio that we had, the Backbeat Productions. That was our company then, and my cable TV show, which started 20 years ago on Time Warner Cable back there, Manhattan Cable TV. So we saw Joe a lot of times on the elevator. We just pretty much just say hi, bye, no big conversations. You know, we didn't know what he was into, and we didn't think that he knew what we were into. So, but one day, I came out of the elevator, and there was another elevator that was a freight elevator, and he's moving a Hammond B3 organ and a Leslie speaker into his place down the hall.
Hmm.
So, you know, Pete, when I see the B3 going into his place,
yeah, you
want. Then I have to start off with the conversation. I said, "Oh, you got a B3 there."
Yeah.
So we start talking, and it turns out there's a whole story behind this organ. And he had been doing some work with Dr. Lonnie Smith too, you know.
Okay.
In fact, Lonnie's organ, I don't know if it's still there, but it was at the studio downstairs, which is called Daily Planet Sound Studios. All these studios are in the same building, you know. So we got into a conversation, you know, because of this B3. And then it turns out that Joe knew who both myself and Barry were, and he used to watch our TV show all the time. He knew all our tunes. He knew everything about us, you know. And so we invited him over for a cup of tea, you know, and we said, well, you know, if you knew who we were and what we're doing, you know, so he knew everything about my TV show. This guy was like a loyal watcher, you know. We said, how come you never talked to us in the elevator? And he said, well, you know, I always thought you guys were real busy. I didn't want to bother you, you know. So that's the kind of guy that Joe is, you know. He's so cool that he didn't even want to bother us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A beautiful cat, you know? So then we were hanging out this first time we started hanging out. And he says, you want to hear some of this music that I've been playing? He says, I got this cassette that I recorded a long time ago. This is the best guitar solo I ever did, you know? And he pulls this cassette out of his pocket. It looked like it had been through the wash a couple of times, you know, maybe more than a couple of times, but this cassette was beat up. And he put it on the machine. All of a sudden, both me and Barry, we looked at each other, and we said, man, is that you on the guitar? He said, yeah, that's me, you know. And I'm telling you, he was blowing some smoke on the guitar, you know.
Wow.
Incredible, you know. So then, you know, his apartment studio was just down the hall from our place. And then I went over to visit him the first time. And we were hanging out, listening to some different recordings and everything. And I'm sitting there for about maybe 2 hours, you know. And all of a sudden, I see the blanket that was on his bed couch thing there, you know. It's the blanket starts to move a little bit, you know. I'm going like, wow, look at the blanket is moving, you know? All of a sudden, this girl sits up. It's his old lady, Beth, you know? She sits up. She's a tiny little blondie, you know? And she'd been under the covers the whole time listening to our conversation. She says, hi, you know? I said, whoa, hey, hello. I said, surprise, you know? I didn't know you were there, you know?
Yeah.
She does this thing where she, like, just sort of blends into the folds of the blanket. You know, you can't even see her. It just looks like a crumpled up blanket. You know?
Yeah, Hammond Cast. And that's the story of how John Hammond met Joe Berger. And then came the Hamburger. And this is the first time we jammed. I found it on an old cassette. And I'm going to lay it on you now. Ray Grappone on the drums. Ray Grappone, brother of John Grappone, known to many of you from the radio stations around the Bay Area. He's up north now. And Ray lives in Brooklyn, New York. Joe Berger playing the guitar with no pick. And I'm playing 1959 Hammond B3 organ. Oh yeah. KYOU Radio, 1550 AM on the dial. San Francisco, California. Thank you. Blues jam there with Joe Berger on the guitar and myself, John Hammond, on the B3 organ. You're listening to Hammond Cast on KYOU Radio, open source radio. If you're listening on the radio, you know you got it on 1550 on the AM dial, on the internet at www.kyouradio.com. Yeah. And Joe Berger's down in Fort Myers, Florida right now with Eddie Money and some members of Blue Oyster Cult and Deep Purple, and they'll be doing a show there this weekend. All right, I'm going to go back into the archives. I want to thank you for listening to Hammond Cast. And here we go to a previous happening.
Probably get bigger and bigger, so.
You're going to be able to load your computers with your work
before very long? They're getting smaller and smaller. These computers are getting smaller and smaller, so they're really portable, and you can be composing on the plane and save it to disk, and there you go.
John, what do you think?
Well, I beg to differ with that. You're talking to one of the last of the dinosaurs here. We put the hands on the instruments at all times. Everything you hear has been played right at that very moment in real time. And, you know, we have plenty to do with computers in the office, but I believe when it's time to bring the music on the bandstand, all our musicians are just totally playing like the old style. You know, there's a lot of bands coming up now that you can't really tell if they're really doing it live or if it's on a digital loop somewhere. But, you know, I've been working with some great studio musicians out in New York, and the whole beauty of these guys is that they can put the music right in front of them for the very first time, read it down, and just give it all you got one time. And now I think it's going full circle because people are getting a little bit maxed out on the computer stuff, and they're starting to go full circle, and the real classic sound is coming back now. And now, what do you know? The thing that they put on the front of the new records now is live to two-track, you know? How about that?
They're making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, you know what I mean, everybody? It's going full circle and coming back to the original thing. And you're listening to Hammond Cast with John Hammond at the microphone. And now we're going to go in the studio with my good friend, Chris Cortez. Here we go.
And John Hammond, of course, on B3 Organ and the release Late Rent. White Onions in that one, again, hitting real hard in Mississippi, and everyone having a good time with that one. And that was swinging only like a Chicago man can swing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You are from Chicago, right?
I was born in Chicago in 1953.
Born and raised? Or?
No, we came out to Berkeley, California on the California Zephyr train, but I have very vivid memories of Chicago. And in fact, they put me on a radio program in Hamburg. That's how I came to work with NDR. They saw that I was born in Chicago, and they were doing a program about Chicago musicians. So they asked me if I'd like to do it through my record company at the time. And I felt a little bad, you know, because I left there when I was four, and I contacted the cat, his name, Knut Benzner, who's a good friend of mine now. And I wrote him a letter, and I said, "Dear Mr. Benzner, you know, I want to be up front with you. You know, I was born in Chicago, but I actually started my musical career in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. So if that'd be a problem, you know, I don't want you to feel bad about paying my way to Hamburg for this show. But I do know some very good stories about Chicago from my grandfather, you know." And he called me back and he said, "That's good enough."
So you moved out to Berkeley, California then?
Yeah, from 1957.
There. And then you cut your teeth, I guess, playing with it. Was it with a rock group or something?
Yes. Yeah. Actually, believe it or not, my very first band I had when I was 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And I just played with the cat that I was on the band with, and we did kindergarten together in 1958 in Berkeley.
Wow.
And his name is Mark Baum. And Mark is a great tenor saxophonist, and he's a super talented musician. He plays electric bass. He was playing electric bass, Fender bass, through a Fender Bassman amplifier at that time.
Yep.
And we just played in the San Francisco County Jail two nights ago for the ladies in the orange jumpsuits. And by the way, we want to say a big hello to everybody in CJ8. San Francisco County Jail. Mm-hmm. They are tuned in because we told them we'd be on the radio. And this is especially blue time for the ladies in the prison doing their time right now, because you can imagine that many of them are single mothers, and when they come into the penal system, they get their child taken away from them. So we love to bring the music in there. This is the fourth year that we've done the jail show.
That's one thing about you, John, that I really, really admire, is that, you know, you will play a gig like that every year, and you're so dedicated to your music, and then you'll play a bunch of hospitals too, you know, bringing some joy to people that really need it.
Well, you know, my father was a physician. My grandfather was a physician, and I'm a musician. You know? So
you're healing in a different way.
Yeah, it gives you a good feeling at the end of the day that you cheered up some people, put a smile on their face. And, you know, I do three or four hospital shows a month, mm-hmm. and I've been playing in hospitals and senior citizen residences since I was 13 years old.
Wow.
And we call these public sector gigs, you know, where we play in places where people are less fortunate than us, and they can't get out and hear the music, and we enjoy bringing the music to them. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing, Chris, you know, because, you know, a lot of people don't know how lucky you really are when you can walk down the street and you have all 10 fingers, you know. And I play for people so often that they can't even get up and walk to the bathroom. They sometimes don't have legs and stuff. But, you know, when you put all your feeling into the music, they can still smile. Man, yeah. It's amazing, you know?
I
get as much out of them as they do.
Yeah,
and it's my great pleasure to do it. And especially, I got to say, a special thanks to Maria Kozak with the Musicians Performance Trust Fund. She sets up a lot of these hospital shows for me, and I'm one of the more requested performers down there, because I got some experience doing it. It's a lot of fun. I just played there last night. We got another one on Saturday, mm-hmm. the 17th.
Yeah, you'll do community things like that, and then you'll also play large festivals and big-time nightclubs and stuff. So that I think that is so admirable that you're able to hop around and do such great works.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
And I don't know how you do it, and I don't know what your clock is set to, but you're constantly traveling around the globe. You live in New York City, but you also live out here in the Bay Area. It's sort of bi-coastal, if you will. So I don't know how you continue to do that, but your home base is really New York City these days, right?
Yes, I live at the corner of 43rd and 9th Avenue in a very special housing complex that's worldwide famous. It's called Manhattan Plaza.
Is that some sort of artist community?
Yes, it is. They say it's harder to get into Manhattan Plaza than it is to get into Harvard. And I can tell you, you know, if you can get into there, it's like, you know, it's one of the greatest honors that I've ever had in my life. You know, you have to suffer to get into there. Mm-hmm. And you have to you have to pay with your blood, you know?
How so?
But it's incredible because, you know, so many times I get on the elevator and, you know, you just never know who's going to get on the elevator.
That's
there are
true.
Cats in the building, you know. Todd Anderson, who was my arranging teacher, and he's on the record, he's on the 20th floor. And Valerie Panomarov, he's from Moscow, great
trumpeter.
Great trumpet player from Moscow, played with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. And we have, you know, so many incredible actors and musicians. There's all people from show business. Mm. My neighbor just passed away, Frank Nastasi. He lived in an apartment next to me on my floor, and he was White Fang on the Soupy Sales show going back a few years.
No,
but that's before your time, Chris.
Yeah, but I've seen reruns.
Yeah, man.
John Hammond is our guest in studio. I'm Chris Cortez.
Thank you, Chris Cortez. And you're listening to the Hammondcast show on KYOU Radio 1550 AM in San Francisco, California. And this next piece, I'd like to thank Steven Rosenfeld of NPR Radio and Behind the Beat. Here we go now.
We have quite a span of different things that we covered a lot of years here, 14 years of different recording sessions. I started a production company in New York City in 1983 to help get a friend of mine off the ground who was a member of the Crusaders. He was on the Street Life record. He played with Miles Davis and a bunch of other artists, and he couldn't get a record deal. Said, you know, I got this idea. I heard about public access TV. I'm going to start a public access TV show, and the audio's got to be good. It comes over the cable. I'm going to put the same music on there, and the same A&R guys are going to go home at night, turn on their TV, and hear the very same music that went across their desk.
That was a little bit of Late Rent there, and we had Todd Anderson on saxophone, Barry Finnerty on guitar, Steve Ferrone on drums, and myself, John Hammond, on the organ of the same name. Now we have a very funky tune, also from the Late Rent sessions. This tune is called Pocket Funk. And if you all would like to know how to get some pocket funk out there, try leaving a Kleenex in your pocket the next time you do the laundry.
I started running out of dough, so I finally realized I better do my own music before I completely run out of money. And this is a true story. I took my rent money, and I paid for the recording session and the musicians. And we cut these first three tracks on the record, which are Late Rent, Pocket Funk, and Lydia's Tune. So I called up the landlord the next day. I said, Mr. Lebarski, this is John Hammond. I'm really, really sorry, but I had to spend the money on this recording session. And to show you my good faith, I'm going to bring the master tapes over, and you can hold on to them until I get the dough together. And you know me, a long time. I'm not going anywhere. And he said, okay, Mr. Hammond, we'll work with you. Thank you.
One, two, three, four!
A lot of people, they ask you, what style of music do you play? So I kind of came up with my own name for the style. And I call it swinging, funky, jazz, and blues, with occasional ballads and bossa novas. I don't take a lot of chances musically. I just take it straight down Broadway. I was writing tunes real young. I didn't even know the names of the chords. I was just playing by the seat of my pants. I started out as an accordionist, really. I played electric accordion. Then I went to Boston in 1974, Berklee College of Music, and there were these clubs in the part of Boston called the Combat Zone, and these clubs were really unbelievable. They had dancing women who would get, after three songs, completely naked, and then you play a chaser, they're off the stage, and the next dancer would come off. Heard from some of my elders before that if you can't dance to it, then it's not really musical, you know. I really started studying the movements of the dancers with our music, and certain things would really interact with the dancers, you know. I tried not to, you know, just play as many notes as I could, which a lot of musicians try to do. And there's a lot more of that. I'd like to invite everybody out there our show to come to our website, which is HammondCast.com.
I like to play.
We're coming to you by way of KYOURadio.com.
And so
I want to thank the folks at KU Radio, 1550 AM on the
and
dial.
I enjoy.
And our friends at Apple Computers,
outstanding
CD
souls.
Baby, Host Baby,
so
and
like
my good friend Corey James at Red Jazz. This music is available at Virgin Megastore, Tower Records, and Apple iTunes. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye now.